Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 5, and we're reading verses 3 to 10.
Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God. The widow who is really in need, and left all alone, puts her hope in God, and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead, even while she lives. Give the people these instructions too, so that no one may be open to blame. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the saints, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds.
Our focus is on verse 10. Devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds. This is one of the criteria that qualifies a widow for support from her local church fellowship. Notice three things. Firstly, is the need for devotion. This is more than a passing whim or a rush of goodwill. It speaks of effort, focus, perseverance, something to be nurtured in all disciples of Christ. Secondly, there are all kinds of deeds. It's not a select list of important or impressive jobs for the few, such as those mentioned, but a wide variety of all kinds for the many. This means that all needs can be met and all gifts can be used when we focus on serving the Lord by serving others. Lastly, they are good deeds. Doing good will always be of benefit. It may not be the easiest option and sometimes will be misunderstood or even unappreciated, but that which is intrinsically good will be right before God and be a blessing to others. It's not just applicable for widows, but applicable for us all, even today. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunities you give us to serve one another. Help us to want the best for others, even when at our own expense, and give us your joy as we serve. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.